You're listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show on the Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. Dr. Brenner was selected as a top dentist by the Connecticut Magazine, recognized by Continental Who's Who as a top dentist for Connecticut for her role as an owner and dentist at Bethany B. Brenner, DMD, LLC, and for her outstanding of obtaining her mastership in Disclusion Time Reduction, DTR. She is the fourth person in the world to receive this title. But this show is about your sleep. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155. You can also visit burlingtondentist.com. Now, Dr. Brenner. Good Saturday morning to you and welcome to The Sleep Show alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner. I'm Gary Byron. She's a very easy person to reach. You can call right now, but I don't want you to miss any part of the show. So she'll be available for you right when the show's over, all day long. Call her tomorrow, call her Monday, call her during the week. Let's call, make a consultation. You'd be surprised at how much you will learn. And if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know we're learning something new every day here. She's got a very easy website. You can write it down, but I'll bet you'll remember it as soon as I tell it to you. You ready? TheBurlingtonDentist.com. Simple as that. TheBurlingtonDentist.com. If you've got an email, maybe a question, a comment, a concern, you want to zip that over. This is a separate email address from her regular email address for her dental practice. It's really concentrated specifically more for The Sleep Show, what you're listening to right now. Send it over to drbrennerradio@gmail.com. That's B-R-E-N-N-E-R, drbrennerradio@gmail.com. And the phone number, 860-673-7155. 860-673-7155. Very easy. Write it down and call it. Great to see you this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How have you been? How was your week?
It's always busy.
You are always busy.
Yeah, well.
Year round, too. I mean, it doesn't slow down for you.
Well, it's an interesting job, and I love it, so.
You know, one of the things, I think we talked about this last week, and I know we talked about it a few times throughout the tenure of the show. And we're talking about how everything is so interrelated that you things that I would never have even imagined. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about you're a dentist, mm-hmm. but you'll also have a wealth of knowledge on nutrition. Mm-hmm. And here we are doing The Sleep Show, and it's multi-pronged how they're all interrelated to the other. Did you know that when you first decided you wanted to be a dentist? Or as you were going along, were you figuring things out and going, oh, wait a minute here, there's a bigger picture to this than just dentistry?
So I've always been one to go after the root cause. So when I see
root canals, root cause.
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
Thank you very much. So, I'm here all morning, folks.
So when I see people with decay, I was always looking for why are they getting decay? You know, because you'd have two siblings in the same family. One gets decay and one doesn't. I'd get two couples get married. One would have a problem. One would not. Pretty soon, they both had the same problem.
Yeah.
So I was looking for answers for that. So I'm always looking for what I call the root causes. What is it that's underlying things that we haven't seen? Maybe we don't know. Science hasn't, you know, given us enough information yet. And really, since I became a dentist, the science on dentistry has exploded. There's just so much out there now.
So you're like most doctors. I mean, you're always learning. You go to forums or symposiums or...
Yeah, we do a lot of lectures. And over the years, certainly, we concentrated on things. And then I did what we call master tracking, meaning I'm not a specialist in, say, doing root canals, but I do it exactly the way the specialists do it. I might not do every root canal that walks in my office. How do I treat certain things? Well, you know, usually it's because there's a personal connection, a family connection. That's what got me doing sleep. I was doing TMJ, and I thought, oh, this is really good, right? But I always knew TMJ had a little bit of an airway issue to it because I'd fix them, and then that it would come back as soon as they had a cold or some kind of upper airway problem. Then I'm like, oh, there's a breathing issue here with us. And then I started looking for the people who knew about that. So I like to train with the best people. And so, and then repetition's always good. Hmm. Reading more articles, as I like to say, I live on PubMed some days. but it's the articles are also very interesting because people are thinking in different ways. And so what did they say? So I read a lot of what they call Substacks. Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Substacks.
I read a lot of Substacks. And it's nice because it's basically the Cliff Notes and I don't have to go read every article. Mm-hmm. So I like that. And that's what I do when I wake up in the morning. My first thing is reading my emails and looking for my Substacks. And that's just something that I love doing in the morning. But this subject that we're going to talk about today was actually requested by one of our listeners.
Nice.
So, exactly.
See, this is why I tell you, stay involved with the show.
So, I'm going to kind of start this off. And it's the question was, what does our circadian rhythm have to do with sleep?
Ooh, great question.
Okay. And that's not something I talk a lot about. So, I had to kind of go... I mean, I know about it, but it's, once again, it's not something that I talked with my patients about. So I'm going to read, and I hate to do that, but it's better that I do this because it's not my area of expertise. But circadian rhythms, and what is the definition of a circadian rhythm? And I kind of thought, so often called the body clock, these rhythms are natural internal processes that operate on roughly a 24-hour cycle. Mm. So we do the same thing every 24 hours. So... they're internal biological cycles that regulate essential physical, mental, and behavioral processes in living organisms, including the sleep-wake pattern, which is why I can go to sleep at the same time and I always wake up at the same time. I don't need a
clock. That's your circadian rhythm.
Yeah. And so hormone release.
But everybody's body clock is different.
It can be.
So well, there's third shift. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, there's people who work third shift.
Exactly. And they're screwed up because their biological circadian rhythm wants to do one thing. So when they have a day off, they're all messed up.
But 8 hours of sleep is 8 hours of sleep.
Nah, not unless your body gets into that circadian rhythm. And this has to do with hormone release. Okay?
Okay.
And the hormones are released and your body temperature. So this is why this is a little more complex. Like what happens when we go to sleep at night, right? We actually, our bodies cool down. That's why I keep my bedroom at 55 degrees.
See, and I get warm.
Well, you're not cool enough in the bedroom.
Hey, I'm a cool customer here, Doc. I got to take exception to that. No, and I say that because I find myself kicking off. Why did I put my socks on? I'm taking my socks off.
Wants to cool down. This is the body wants to cool down. And you've got too many covers on or too many clothes on. And for me, as a female in menopause, right, we're all hot at night. So... yes, you want to cool down. So that's why I lower my house to 55 degrees at night. And everybody goes, you're crazy. Well, you know, we've got really great thermostats these days. They're programmable, so I can have it turn on and warm my house up, you know, when I'm getting up in the morning. So for me, I like that temperature because I sleep really so much better because my body likes it cooler. I have people that put fans on 24/7. Like they like to sleep with the fan on them every single night. They can't sleep without the fan. So, because they want the cold air.
Is it the noise?
It could be. Yeah. It could be white noise. I agree. So, primarily, the circadian rhythm is influenced by light and darkness. This body clock is managed by the suprachiasmatic nucleus in the brain. So, one of the things that we get is a signal to the brain while we're awake. So, they often say, and I think you've heard this, when you wake up in the morning, they want you to go out and look at the sunlight. Right? You heard that? No?
No.
Yeah. So when you first wake up, it's best if you either...
Never stare into the sun, Doc. Come on.
No, not the sun. You think about it. When you're getting up in the morning, you're looking out. It's bright.
Oh, you look outside just to verify that it's daytime and that you didn't wake up in the middle of the night. Okay.
But
that I'll agree with.
Yeah. Goes into our eyes. Okay? So then I said, well, what is really going on in the eye? So this is where I'm like, gets kind of crazy, right? So the eyes are fundamentally linked to sleep by regulating the circadian rhythm through light detection, which controls melatonin, there's a hormone for you, production, and by undergoing essential restoration during sleep. And you think, what the heck's going on? Hmm. Light signals from the eye inhibit melatonin, the sleep hormone, while darkness promotes it, making light crucial for sleep quality.
Okay.
Specialized cells in the retina, intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells, communicate with the brain to manage our circadian rhythms, ensuring the body recognizes when to sleep or wake up. So I found that quite fascinating. Now, I knew some of that, but I don't I don't want to say know that because I'm not an eye specialist and I'm certainly not a sleep physician, but it kind of makes sense, right? So people who live in the dark all the time, they get sleep issues, right? If you live up in Alaska in the summertime, think about it. You've got light all
the
time.
It's day, almost 24/7. Yeah.
Right. So a lot of those people have special blinds that keep the room dark, or they go with a sleep mask so that they can get the light dark, you know, circadian rhythm under control, because they only have maybe an hour of darkness or so. They really have crazy lives, and it's all dark in the wintertime, so think about it, right? So they need the light to help, so they have these great bulbs. They're called daylight bulbs that you can put in your house. They make you feel better.
It's okay. Oh, I'm so glad you – I almost had a discussion. I almost got into an argument with somebody.
Oh.
I never knew such a light bulb existed. I go, no, you mean you have a bright bulb. They're like, no. It's a sun lamp or something.
It's got the full spectrum of sunlight in it, and they're called daylight correcting bulbs. I've had them in my office for years. Why did I have them? Because tooth color, when I'm doing crowns and fillings, I want the correct color. And you can't get that if you have yellow light, which is most incandescent or fluorescent lights.
Yeah. Yellow teeth there, kid. You might want to start brushing.
Exactly.
I'm really brushing, believe me.
But people get the color wrong a lot in some dental offices. Also, light reflects from walls and furniture onto the teeth. So I'm very careful, and I knew that early on. So I always – and not only that, but we have – when we're in more darkness, and luckily we're coming out of that because we're getting longer days here – the amount of darkness affects our, we call, seasonal affective disorder. So some people have what they call SAD, right? They're just not getting enough sunlight. Why do you think everybody gravitates to the south in the wintertime?
Well, yeah, and there's...
Besides the warmth. I mean, they're looking...
They're pretty cold down there right now, even in Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
But then there's seasonal depression that you can tag along on that, right?
That's the SAD.
Now, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder, right? That's because you're not getting enough sunlight. I have a cousin who's so badly affected by that. Her husband bought a house down in Naples, Florida, and was like, go down there for the winter, because all she did was cry all winter long. She was so depressed. Now, there are supplements that we can take, right? You can put these daylight correcting bulbs in your house. You can sit in front of some lights that will help you. If they come from the side, they get into your eye. You don't have to look at them like you would a sun, you know, like into the face. But they have these lights that you can buy that help you with some of that as well. I know. But it's all about how the eye is recognizing the sunlight. Now, melatonin.
Is it really bright?
It's pretty bright. That's why you come from the side.
Yeah.
You don't want to look at it. But also, melatonin is something that increases and helps us go to sleep at night. And what wakes us up is the hormone cortisol. So we talk about this in the sympathetic state. Cortisol is very high with sympathetic states. It also promotes hunger. It also messes up your blood glucose control. So that's why we talk about hormones get all messed up when you're not getting in that good circadian rhythm. So it's really best if you go to sleep at the same time, try to wake up at the same time, even on the weekends. Now, I know you like to sleep later, but... That's okay. An hour or so off is not going to.
Well, I get up so darn early during the week, and I'm only sleeping about 4.5 hours.
Yeah, but we know you're already sleep deprived. You function pretty well on it, but are we building the house of cards? Okay.
You seem to think so.
I think it affects people more than they realize. And I know we get into a habit of it, because I certainly felt like I lived on fumes for many years because I was getting probably 6 hours of sleep a night and disrupted. Right? Kids, dogs, husbands, just, you know, all of that stuff affects you. And so my whole thing was I got cranky. And when I get enough sleep, I'm a happy girl. It's a really interesting how it affects our personalities, right? So, you know, you kind of have to say, where is that happy benefit? And I have a lot of, and especially ladies that come in, and they want to sleep better. And then we start talking about some of this. And when they start changing some of the small things, they start feeling better. And I don't necessarily they don't necessarily have sleep apnea, but we have sleep disruptions and sleep fragmentations, and those affect us. And so they gain weight. And I'm one of the people that goes, there's a way to get around this. We need to change a few things. We need to tell your body something different. How do we do that, right? So I like to say there are those common sense things. Your bedroom should be cooler. It should be dark. You shouldn't have any kind of blue light in your face at night. You need to be wearing something that blocks that blue light from coming in to your eyes, because that is a stimulant and keeps you awake.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's doing their computers and their iPads and their phones, even the kids. And the kids are affected. These kids that go to bed with their cell phones, They should be off of those cell phones.
Well, if you're playing games, put it off to the side.
But that's what they're doing. They're playing games and they're talking to their friends. And they're all doing it when they should be not doing it. Or wearing some kind of blue blocker kind of glasses. That helps a lot. Okay? So there's some things that we talk about that we can do, right? And this is where I get people come in and they've got some funny stuff. So this is where I look like the weird lady. Because I start talking about people's pHs. Okay? What is the pH of the body? What should it be? Okay, so we want to be around neutral, which is 7, all right, 7.2. So I check everybody's pH when I'm doing a workup for them. When you get close to 5 on your pH, you're getting cancer.
Oh, boy.
So I see a lot of people with sleep apnea who are in the 6s.
Well, you're only 1 point away from 5.
Right. That's that sympathetic state. So I'm looking at that. What is that reflective of? So it's a... Basically, I'm testing a solution, which is your saliva, but it's giving me an idea of the voltage of your body. Now, this is going to, like, weird everybody out. Oh, but you're an electrical being. You've got electrical currents called our nervous system that run up and down. And when I can get really weird is when I start talking in quantum physics, quantum theory, is that our body has the ability to communicate. It's almost like it's got a little Wi-Fi going on because we actually exude some of that energy off our body. And you can see this in scientific stuff. So I'll give you an example. If you've ever heard of kinesiology, right? And I had the privilege of having this man. He was giving a lecture on kinesiology, and I got to proctor it. So I got to introduce the speaker and make everybody credits for their courses, right? And he shows this picture of a married couple, and they put their hands kind of where the fingers are fairly close, okay? When they do that, you see all of these energy lines, and they're all like lovey-dovey. So it looks like magnets that are drawn to each other, okay? When they hate each other, though, it's like repelling. It's like watching magnets that are going the other way, right? So you see the repelling as they get closer. So that little is little Wi-Fi that we've got on our bodies here, that energy that gets exuded out of us. And you think, how the heck do we ever figure that one out, right? So there's polarity on our body. And you get these people, they know more about Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine, and they have chakras, and you have meridian lines, and you have acupuncture lines. And how did they figure all that out? That's been around for thousands of years, right?
Where's it derived from? Where's it from?
Well, Chinese medicine.
The acupuncture. Chakras, yeah.
And the chakras, I think, are more Ayurvedic, but I could be wrong. Maybe that's Chinese, too. I'm not a scholar in that.
A lot of people who meditate are
exactly.
To their chakras. Let me do something really quick here. Folks, you are listening to The Sleep Show alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner. I'm Gary Byron. You can find her online at theburlingtondentist.com and 860-673-7155. I'll repeat all of this. I'll give you a free email address also more towards the end of the show. I want you to go right back to what you were just saying.
Yeah, so chakras, there are people that do work with that, and they can see that you're building up energy in the wrong parts of the body, right? So let's back to that circadian rhythm. Everything has a reason for functioning the way it does. So they try to balance your chakras, or they use acupuncture to try to balance your energy lines. So one of the things that I learned with this kinesiology lecture was ironing. Now, I hate to iron.
Who likes ironing?
There are people who love to iron.
God bless
I had
them.
A mother who
mine.
Loved to iron, okay? So I didn't like it. And the reason why, I was actually cutting my energy lines when I was ironing. And so this guy says, and he lines up a bunch of people on one side of the room, and he goes over and he whispers to them, this is fascinating, right? And he's like, this is why prayer works, and this is why negative energy. So when you walk into a room and you feel like, there's something going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of negative energy in here. What's going on?
Right. Yeah. That's because the energy is being exuded from those bodies, okay? And so there are people, and they do these tests where they hold out their arm and he pushes on them. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it has a whole bunch of people thinking negative thoughts about you, your arm can't stay up. And you're like, I don't know why. And 1 minute it can, 1 minute it can't. Then he says, all you people over here that are doing this, you're all going to think really good thoughts about this person. That's like what prayer does. All those good thoughts, and the arm can stay
up. It's almost
like
a hypnotist, yeah.
Well, it's not, though.
No, I know. It's like one.
So we exude this energy out of our bodies, right?
Wow.
And then after he shows us this ironing thing where, you know, you cut your energy lines, then he goes, let me show you how to fix it so you can fix those energy lines. And I was like, oh, my goodness. This is really interesting, right? So think about, we're little, I don't want to say battery cells, but we're kind of battery cells. We've got this voltage that's running up and down our body. And as we're getting, let's say, scars, injuries, maybe upsets in the gut system, how are we able to keep our battery flowing properly, right? Mm. And you see people, I get more and more and more tired. The battery's going down, right? And when the battery goes down and I'm measuring that voltage in a pH, the battery is going lower and lower, and then we see that pH change, and then we see them get diseases like cancer. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
is there a link between lack of sleep then?
Well, that all affects the circadian rhythm, and as we see
and
the
cancer,
and as we see the voltage go down, these cancer people can't sleep at night.
But you can't say, well, I sleep 9 hours a day every day, so I won't get cancer.
No, that doesn't work.
That's
either.
That's not the cure for cancer. Is sleep,
right?
You know.
Right. Right.
Just for the record, I want to be very clear.
Yeah, it's true. But people who have cancer and don't know why they're not sleep, we don't know that they have cancer yet, and they will come in and they will talk about how bad they sleep. Okay.
Let's talk about this.
But my point is
scaring me.
No, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but it gives you an idea of how to be cautious and use that as the warning. Okay. This is where you need to get checked out. This is where you need to see if you have sleep apnea, if you need to see if there's other things that are going on. Because the body isn't going to function the way it should. Okay.
Boy, oh boy.
I know. It's scary, but it's not scary because there are ways that things that we can do. And I'll give you one really interesting thing. You ever heard of grounding?
Well, with an electrical outlet, yeah.
Yeah, no, your personal body grounding.
No, what is
okay,
that?
Okay, so why does everybody feel great when they go to the beach?
Oh, the sun, the warmth.
Okay.
The ocean, the salt, it's
right.
In the air.
Do you walk on the beach?
Of course.
Okay, guess what you just did.
What did I walked on the beach.
You grounded yourself. And not only that, you grounded it in the best possible way because you got the salt that actually creates...
You have to explain this.
You don't understand?
No.
Okay. So sun, light,
imparts
energy into our body.
Right.
Okay. So
that's
why we feel really good when we're at the beach.
Made by those lamps. That's right.
Right. Okay.
Got that.
You can also do that a couple other ways. All right. So we have red light therapy. Red light therapy imparts healing energy. We have photobiomodulation. It's just another way of imparting energy into the body. We have transducers. I know I'm talking like a whole other language.
Talking like a doctor.
Okay. These are things that help impart energy into the body. Another one is pulsed electromagnetic field. I use my PEMF. My patients have nicknamed it the halo. It's fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. So I had a woman who came in, and she's like, my head is killing me. I have this headache. I haven't been able to sleep. Oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. So I said, come with me. I put her in a room. We literally turned the lights off, okay? I gave her a pillow. I laid her down, and I put this thing on her head, right? And she fell asleep. So I was working on another patient, and they came in. They said, do you want us to wake her up? I said, no, I'll let her sleep. I'll be done here in a few minutes, and I'll go check on her. So she probably had it on her about a good 40, 45 minutes. When I went in the room, she woke up, and I said, how are you feeling? She goes, oh, my gosh, my headache is gone. I can't tell you how good I feel, right?
Wow.
So a pulsed electromagnetic field has the ability to increase your circulation. So if you look with a microscope and you watch the little red blood cells going through our capillaries, you actually watch them speed up. They actually start working faster. They start flowing better. I know. So what does that do? So let's say you have a wound, right? Like when I hurt my knee a couple summers ago, I put that on me. I never took any pain medication. Not one. Because it took away the pain, because it increased the circulation to help it heal.
Isn't that amazing?
Magnets do the same thing. You can use actually medical magnets and tape them on yourself.
I knew somebody that put rocks or stones.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, maybe there were particular kinds. Maybe
I don't know, but I asked them what they were doing. Like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, it takes away the pain. And I looked at her like a...
Okay.
And I haven't heard that one.
Well, crystals, there are certain crystals that will do that. I'm not a crystal person. But...
Oh, maybe it was a crystal.
They look like rocks, but they're crystals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That
could be.
But they're all of these things are alternatives to taking medication or pills. Now, I'm not saying they're the cure-all, but they help. They can certainly assist, and you can do it alongside whatever traditional medicine that you have. And it's fascinating to me that we have physicians that don't even know anything about it.
That's why you're here. That's why you're doing this show.
Well, it just gives you something else to think about, right? And so I use these different tools in my office, like cold laser. That's a light energy that I'm putting in. And if anybody knows what an oscilloscope looks like, if you had physics in high school, you see the little wave fat patterns that go across the oscilloscope. Well, when I use my cold laser, we're doing two different levels of wave treatment, basically, and we're imparting that healing energy, and it works on a cellular level. So the cells are actually sucking up that energy.
I know just from one of my endorsements on the morning show that you can, you know, if you've got back pain or chronic knee pain or hip pain, surgery should be the last option, and you should consider cellular, regenerative cellular therapy.
Correct, correct. And we are now seeing some of these new, they're calling them peptides, that are coming out, and they can actually help to regenerate organs and tissues. It's fascinating.
I was right about to say, it absolutely is. In fact, every conversation I have with you, Doc, it's always so fascinating. And I learn something new every day. Don't you folks, when you listen to this show every Saturday morning, oh my goodness. Folks, if you'd like more information on this topic or any of the others that we've discussed on this show in previous weeks, or maybe you've missed a few shows, maybe you just want to go back and re-listen to something, it's very easy to do that. Head on over to theburlingtondentist.com. Theburlingtondentist.com. It's not only the website for her website, because Doc Brenner, she's a dentist, but you'll find a wealth of information there. If you'd like to schedule a consultation with her, that's just as easy as well. Now the show is over. This would be a great time for you to call her, or later on today or tomorrow during the week. You should set up a consultation, though. You'll learn so much. 860-673-7155, particularly if any of the topics that we've discussed here start to sound more and more familiar to you. You might sit there and say, I think it's time to schedule a consultation. Again, that number is 860-673-7155. If you've got a question, a comment, or a concern, and you'd like to, maybe others have come up with it, and they're waiting for you to send the email, then send it to us at drbrennerradio@gmail.com. That's Dr. Brenner, B-R-E-N-N-E-R, radio@gmail.com. For Dr. Bethany Brenner, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to The Sleep Show. Until next weekend, have a good one, everybody. So long. You've been listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show here on The Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. Listen to The Sleep Show every weekend at this time for a better night's sleep. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155. Or visit theburlingtondentist.com.